Cape Talk, new beginnings.
Well, a big new beginning awaits many children on Wednesday this week as they head back into the new school year, or for some of them, the start of their school career. What better time to tell you about a program which helps motivate children to set and achieve their goals, to communicate better, and to keep themselves on a positive path forward. My guest in studio today is Linda Dermock, who's the founder of a program called AIM, which stands for Attitude, Image, Motivation. Linda has practiced motivational skills all over this country and internationally through lectures and seminars and via consultancy branches in Johannesburg and Canada. It's great to have you with us here in Cape Town. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. It's lovely to be here.
And Linda's kindly offered a copy of her handbook, Aim for What You Want, to be awarded to the best caller of the segment. So if you would like to chat about motivating your children for the new year, if you've got a particular challenge that you are struggling to overcome with your own child's motivation, call us now on 021-446-0567 or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. Linda, before we talk about the program itself, if I may just briefly, your own story of new beginnings is quite intriguing because you started life as a stay-at-home mom, having worked as a secretary, married, had three kids, and then suddenly found yourself having to become a breadwinner in your 30s.
That's quite correct. That's quite correct. And it was very challenging, but I must say it turned out to be my changing point in my life. Mm-hmm. It was really a beginning to go out there and be my own boss and my own, have my own income. And I was decided I would sell World Book encyclopedias. I'd never sold anything in my life before. Mm-hmm. But with this kind of a job, I could be at home with my kids and work in the evening.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate that time that my managers husband was a motivation consultant, Manny Edelstein Consultancy. And he saw my potential in sales, so he offered me an opportunity to work with him.
Okay.
And so I worked with Manny in corporate motivation. And at that time, motivation was really only available for sales staff.
Mm-hmm.
The receptionist, the telephonist was not considered necessary.
Needing such skills.
And during the course of working for Manny Edelstein training, the principal of one of my children's school approached me and said, they've got a class that are, their attitude is shocking, their marks are shocking, would I speak to them? Of course, I said, I'll do it. And I did. I went 1 week, 2 weeks. By the third week, he said, there's an amazing change since you've been speaking to them. Why don't you write a book for the youth? Of course, my immediate reaction was, oh, I can't do that. My English is very bad. Punctuation is terrible. So he said, you know, you spend your whole life telling people that you there's such thing as you can't, and now you're telling me you can't.
Mm.
So obviously that backfired. And I said, you know what? I will. And that's how it started.
And that's where this program
had its
roots.
And I went backwards and forwards every week until I got a program going.
Now, I mean, you've mentioned so many of the things that are core to your program, one of which is the messages that you believe about yourself, that you internalize from other people. It's one of the toughest things in life. It's very easy. We are all so willing to believe the negative messages that other people throw at us, or the negative perceptions other people have about us.
Absolutely.
How do you go about teaching a child, maybe going into high school for the first time, 13, 14, everything is changing, they're possibly at a new school, their body's changing, everything in their life is in flux. How do you teach a child like that you can believe in yourself? It all takes setting clear goals and holding on to your dream of achieving those goals. How do you do it?
Well, it's a process. It's not just, you know, come in and we will do it. It's a process, and that's what the program is, a process. It takes 10 weeks. It's an hour a week. And I believe that we all have strengths and weaknesses, and we capitalize on the strengths and we turn the weak points into strengths. Originally, when my kids started school and at nursery school, and I thought to myself, you know what? When they were babies, so we always used to have that book, Dr. Spock.
Mm-hmm.
And we all used
the
Dr.
notorious
Spock.
Dr. Spock. Yes.
We all went to Dr. Spock. Well, that was, I thought, was excellent up to a certain age. And I thought, what then? You know, what do we do with our children after that when they get to school? And that idea was planted in my head right then. But I did nothing about it until right later when I got into the motivation business and I put the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Parents know their children better than any teacher. They know their strengths, they know their weaknesses. And from then, I decided it's going to be for the youth.
Now, let's talk about the three sort of core pillars that this program is named for and rests upon, are the AIM, attitude, image, and motivation. Obviously, we can't do the whole program on air, but can you briefly explain for us what each of those is, why it's so fundamental to this program?
Okay. I think attitude, first of all, the numerical value of attitude is 100. So if your attitude is correct, then everything will be correct. I think for every negative that one does have, we all have negative thoughts. But I think if you can get used to the idea of saying, well, if that is negative, what is the positive? For small children, I like to give them a battery because it's got the negative sign and the positive. And I say, just keep a look at the battery. So to get them to change is going to take a process. But I do give them ideas. The other idea I give them, we make a can. It's an ordinary can, and we have eyes. And on that can, we have words that we should eliminate from our vocabulary, such as I can't, impossible, try, if only I did that. And then if they use a word during, you know, our lesson, I make them put money into my can just to change the habit. And sometimes I purposely also use a negative word. They could catch me and I put money in their can. So for the young children, we actually make it quite a fun thing.
Yeah.
And I encourage parents, of course, to, you know, to follow through what we've done.
And echo what's happening at home. I mean, why do words matter so much? Words obviously trickle into the way we think about ourselves and think about our goal setting. If you have a child who is constantly saying, that is too difficult, I can't do that, I don't want to try that, is it a simple case of teaching them better words to change the thinking behind those words?
Definitely. I like the saying, I can, I will, I do. And it should become part of you. Like the other negative word, which I strongly suggest and which is used very often at school, at home, is try. Many people think that try is actually positive. Try is negative. You either do or you don't do.
I'm thinking of a famous Star Wars meme of Yoda saying, do or do not, there is no try.
There is no try. And it's a cop-out. You can say, oh, well, I tried and, you know, I couldn't do it. Just do it.
That's easier said than done. Obviously, life requires picking yourself up and trying again when you don't get it right the first time. It requires a sense of not being prepared to give up.
Yes. But as I said, it's going to take a process. And it's very important that the parents assist. They know what's going on and then they can have this kind of game going at the home.
Mm-hmm.
Just four simple words to start with.
That you say we're going to eliminate the use of those words. We're going to change the words and with the words change the power of our thinking. Okay, now overcoming negative thoughts is only half the battle. What else is this program designed to teach the children? And for example, somebody who's listening now with a child about to start high school who's going to face a hugely new environment, big academic changes perhaps. What would somebody like that gain from working through aim for what you want?
Okay, for older, for people starting work, first of all, time management is very important. To be organized, I always say you organize or you agonize. So to be organized, and also tenacity. If you, you know, you have to stick at it. You have to stick at it, and it's not easy out there. Who said life was simple? How badly do you want it? Also, they learn teamwork, very important in the workplace, teamwork. Communication is another aspect of the course. And also, don't forget, we don't look at only one area of one's life. We look at five areas. The physical, in other words, your body, your eating and sports. And also your family life. Your social life, very important, and your ethical life. And then we set goals in all five areas.
Setting goals for a child at the start of a high school career, for example, can you give us an example? Because it's difficult then to know, they don't yet know, you know, someone in matric, for example, might have a goal of I want to get X results so that I can get into the course I want to study.
Yes.
It's a little bit harder for those who are still quite young and might not yet have a clear sense of direction of what it is that they do want. Is part of the process getting them to interrogate what that actually means when you ask the question, what do you want?
That's a very very good question. The actual name of the book is Aim for What You Want. And just going back to when I started to work for World Book, nobody asked me ever. I was 35 years old. Nobody ever asked me, Linda, what do you want? And I grew up in a home where there were four siblings. My parents couldn't afford to send all of us to varsity. In those days, the male was the one that went to varsity. And you could have a choice, mostly women that time. Of course, it's changed. A nurse, a teacher, or a secretary. And when he asked me, Linda, what do you want? I looked at him and I said, I've got everything. You know, because people, they don't say, what do you want? Many people say, I want a lot of money. That's what I find. Mm. And then I would say, well, okay, what are you going to do with the money? So it's very important that they do know what they want in five areas of their life to start with.
Okay. If you just joined us late to the conversation, we are chatting to Linda Dermick, who's the founder of the program AIM, standing for Attitude, Image, Motivation, and her book is Aim for What You Want. Now, Linda, before we run out of time, it's available in book form, which you can order online. Why did you choose to do it this way, as to make the course available in this format?
I do both.
You do both.
I also do consultations.
Okay.
I do one-on-one, and I do small groups. I chose this for basically rural areas or distance learning, or some people can work on it at their home. That's why I chose this year. This last year I brought this book out.
Okay. And for our listeners who are interested in getting hold of a copy, what is the cost of doing so and how do they go about ordering one, Linda?
Well, my website is a-i-m.co.za. It's also available at Loot, and it is 280 Rand.
Okay, 280 Rand a copy. Is it suitable for any age group, or do you have a particular sort of age in mind for this course?
From 13 years upward.
Ages 13 years upwards. So Aim for What You Want. You're looking for the website www.a-i-m.co.za. An SMS just in saying, I like the saying, I can, I will, I'm okay if I can't yet. How do you think, how do you feel about that one?
I prefer. I still think it's, you know, yes, I can, yes, I will, and yes, I do.
Okay. If that resonates with you and you'd like it to resonate with your child, please do visit Linda's website. Great to have you with us and our best wishes for 2018, Linda.
Thank you. And the same to you.